MPAT presents Tales from the Langjans Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, because just one isn't any fun.
He's dead. They're all dead. Except for me and thee. Bumpity bump, my life for you. He's coming for you, Larry. The man with no face. He's the first dog I've seen in, since the third week in June. Yeah, super flu took out most of the dogs, right along with their idiot masters. Most unfair.
I saw a pale horse and a pale rider upon it. The name of the horse was Pestilence. The name of the rider was Death.
What was it, Stu?
It was the end of Las Vegas, Tommy.
Thanks. Decorations is my hobby. M-O-O-N. That spells hobby.
What happened to the chairs?
Oh, I had them taken out. Liars at the chairs, you know. Truth tellers just sort of hunker down.
Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater, DDOQ 2020, Tales from the Langjans Bunker, not Vault, Bunker, episode number 10, coming at you. Yeah, how you guys doing? How is everyone doing? I hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's scene from Outbreak. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, that movie. If I don't know if you've seen it, but there's some pretty grim conversations there in the government where, you know, they talk about, like, firebombing an entire town to, like, break and stop this infection. But you know what? Miraculously, they come up with a cure at the last minute and save anyone they can save, so they don't need to firebomb the town. Convenient? I think so. Anyway, that plague came from a monkey. This plague came from a bat. Interesting. But they weren't eating the monkeys. I think the monkey bit somebody. Anyway. But with that movie, we have a new leader. We have a new person who took the lead. That is Melanie Taylor with 29 points. She beat out Mr. Encaffeinated, the Encaffeinated One, Mark. And he has 28 points. Only. Come on, he has so many points. He has 28 points. Nutty, you have 23. Mike Wills has 17. Greg Taylor has 12. Amelia has 9. Sarah has 3. Shane has 2. And Dave Miller has 1. Yeah, so I have a little. I think I'm saying too many words in a row. Anyway, that's me, not you. I have a little excerpt from Mr. Treston, a commentary on the apocalypse, his submission for today. I'm going to put that in here. Then we're going to do the movie scene, and we're going to get out of here because we're going to make it a shorter episode because yesterday was a little long. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who played for Ava's game. We will be putting together a new feed for her and hopefully some artwork and all that kind of stuff so she can share it with her friends. But thank you so much to the three people who are playing. You all deserve 5 points. I don't know. She hasn't given me the leaderboard yet, even though she was going to do it today, but she hasn't given me the leaderboard. She's going to put that all together, and she's going to announce it maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow is her birthday, though. Tomorrow's her birthday. She might not get to it, but she might. You never know. It's the apocalypse. You know, it's quarantine. We can make things happen. We're here all day. Excuse me. All right, so here is Mr. T letting you know what the bunker life is like for a 13-year-old boy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Treston in the booth, and he is going to tell us about his survival of the apocalypse in the Langjans bunker. I think this is his third or fourth addition to the Chronicles here. So let me pass you over to Treston. Here you go, bud.
Thank you. Well, so far, like, Wi-Fi and phone calls and, like, all self-service is, like, acting all wonky and, like, not working properly.
Yeah, it was pretty weird today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have self-service for most of the day.
It's very weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, take care of that cough.
Yep.
What else? How is online school going?
It's okay.
Yeah. That computer you rebuilt is working just fine?
It's working okay.
Working okay, yeah.
Could be better, though.
Yeah, it could be better. So, tell us.
I started drawing.
Yeah, what did you start drawing?
Some characters from some old video games.
Very cool. Very cool. You gonna share that art with us when you're done, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can post it on the webpage for you.
Okay.
Right on.
How's your time in the bunker?
Oh, my time in the bunker is just tickety-boo, but just tickety-boo. I'm doing all right. I'm having a good time. I miss work, though.
I miss school.
Yeah, it's weird how a place you don't necessarily want to go all the time, you kind of miss when you're not allowed to go there anymore, eh?
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
I would never think it would ever say I miss school.
Yeah, I know, eh? Bizarre. It's not like it's summer vacation. It just stopped.
Yeah. It's not like you can go everywhere. Everything's just...
I know. Went to the grocery store today. There's lines on the floors and signs about your social distancing. Sanitary wipes to wipe everything down at the doors to go in and the doors to go out.
Yeah. They had lines?
Yeah, lines on the floor you have to follow. You have to stay on this line. If you're going in one direction and they got to stay on the other line so you can maintain your distance. And there's all signs about not creeping up behind people and giving them their distance and all that, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. The line to pay was only 3 people long, but it looked like it was 7 people long because we had so much space between us. It's bizarre. Yeah. All right.
Guessing it didn't take that long as a 7 people line?
No, it didn't. Cool. You got anything else you want to share?
Not so far.
All right. Well, thank you for your contribution, bud.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to hearing more from you at a later date.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Goodbye.
I'll use it.
Goodbye.
All right. Talk to you later. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is Treston's entry. He's always keen to start, but he gets all a little mic shy when he gets up in there on the recording. That's okay. We're going to work that out. I just can't, you know, I was listening to that piece while I'm doing the recording. I put that in there and I listened to it, and I'm just thinking to myself, how cool is it going to be in 20 or 30 years when his kids listen to him and his sisters their grandfather and grandmother talk about this very strange time. I think it's going to be pretty cool because, you know, the internet, it's going to be out there for a long time, and I'm going to keep those files and put them on a separate hard drive and maybe store them in a safety deposit box when it's all said and done, or at least the MP3s. I accidentally hit the stop record button somehow, which I don't know how I did. But anyway, lost that tangent, but I was just, you know, I was saying how cool it would be for our grandkids, his kids, to hear him talk as a 13-year-old boy going through such an interesting time in life. You know, we can always look back at wartime stuff and all that kind of those kinds of things now, family-wise, but they didn't have any way of recording themselves other than, you know, pen and paper. We didn't know what they sounded like. We don't know. I don't know. I think this medium is going to give that possibility. Enough rambling, though. I know you're saying, Jay, shut up. It's not that interesting. We want to know the scene. Because I know that there's some diehards out there that fast forward through all of this and just to get to the scene. I wonder, too, is that like, you know, does it sound like that? Or do you just like zoom to the end because you know the scene is probably going to be at the end and that's the best place? I should change it up. I should put it before the other part, just to mess with those people. Maybe, maybe not. All right, here is your scene. Your scene tonight is Captain Hook and Hieronymo Stewart. First time we're seeing Hieronymo this round. Now, I did say 3 people. I didn't do that. Didn't end up doing that one because I didn't get any other votes for names, so I didn't put that together. So tomorrow's scene, you can give me the 3, and I will do it with a three. Heck, I'll even throw in a fourth one because we have that ability. But give me four names, and we'll see what we can pull off here. But before all that happens, here is your scene tonight. Make sure to be the first one in to get those points.
You're nothing but a coward. How dare you challenge me? I who kept everyone safe all of these years. Ever since you got here, everything's been unraveling. You're a curse, a fool, guided by pointless queries. And you are a blind man, guided by fear. Sometimes fear has the appropriate response.
Oh, how I love my Geronimo Stewart. He's so great. He's so much fun to start laughing with. And eventually you're just laughing to laugh because it's so infectious.
So much fun. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes. he's just so over the top as a character. Yeah. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, guess this scene. Get those points. Get those answers into me. And I'm gonna do what we always do at the end of the show.
From all of us here, from Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Empath Studios' presentation of the Langjan's Tales from the Bunker. Diary of Apocalypses. The Dog Days of Quarantine Edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook, on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, nimlas.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, 4.0, unported, license. Thanks for joining us.